Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, April 6th, and we are here helping you navigate your financial journeys. You see how I try to do a different intro every day, Mark, and it really says the same thing. We're just here to help you out with whatever is going on for you financially. And we do that by asking you to do one thing, and that is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and you click the Contact Us button, and we'll answer your question. Now, we may not answer your question immediately if you are sending that note, but if you're willing to come on the air with us, we do get you on faster. What you'll find is that if you send us something and then Mark sends you an email and says, hey, we'd love to get you on the show, and you make it hard to get a scheduled appearance with us, then Mark moves on to the next person. But that's not what happened today because Marie was way on top of this. And I just noticed, Mark, that Marie's email date was just a few days ago and boom, you got her on the show. Is that what happens? Like you just say to them, whoever responds first gets the next slot. And so if you come back 3 weeks later and say, oh, I really want to get on. Well, you know what? People like Marie from Minnesota are in your slot right now. So welcome, Marie. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. What is going on? How can we help you today?
Well, I have a kind of a different question. I've heard a couple of kind of similar things, but I'm kind of looking at retirement. I'm a little behind on my retirement, first off. Second off, I live with my partner, and so I don't have a home that I'm paying for to pay off. Ideally, I would have had a home paid off and made that in my retirement plan. Uh-huh. So what I'm wondering is what your guys' advice would be on how I kind of adjust in case plan, I guess. I don't know what else to call it because I, you know, it's going to change my finances a lot if I have to pay rent someday. The partner and I split up, or so I'm just kind of trying to figure out a direction.
Wait a minute. Are you and the partner in couples counseling? What's going on here? What's going
no,
on?
No, I just, I'm older. I've learned from past things and I just
I feel like
having a backup plan.
Okay. Just Marie, I have to tell you the funniest thing. This is the God's honest truth. I'm on the phone with my mother this morning. I was on TV this morning. She calls me as soon as I get off the air and we're talking. I'm walking home from the studio back to my apartment. And she says, oh, I'm worried about your sister because my sister's selling her house and moving back into the city and blah, blah, blah. And I said, what are you so worried about? She goes, I don't know. You never know. I'm like, Mom, they've been married for 33 years. What are you talking about? Like, if they were going to blow up, it would have blown up already. She's like, I don't know. You haven't lived as long as I. So I guess that you're also the just-in-case planner type like my mother, Marie. So I am familiar with your kind, okay? So how old are you?
I'm 43.
How old is the partner?
He is 47.
Okay. So you don't pay anything towards it? You pay rent to him or utilities or, you know, do you make a contribution to the house?
I buy groceries and we do a lot of fun stuff on weekends and travel some. So I usually pay for a good portion of that.
Okay. All right. Well, so far, so good. And how much do you earn, Marie?
I gross $79,000 a year.
Okay. And do you use a retirement account through work?
I do. Right now, I'm putting 25% of my pay into my 403B through my employer, and then they match 2% of that. And then
how much? What are you putting in? How much?
25%. So it's $757 a pay period.
That's amazing. Okay.
This is new, though. So this is like this year is the first year.
All right. You are where you are, girl. Let's not judge it. Okay. How much is in the 403B right now?
Right now I have in there, a little over 60,000, so closer to 61,000 right now.
Okay, great. And do you have any debt, any school loans, any stuff floating around or anything like that?
Yeah, that's an ugly part of the whole equation, unfortunately. But I, there's a good part of it. I do have $133,000 in school loans.
Whoa.
Yeah. But I do work for a nonprofit, and it's a qualifying plan. So I am on the debt forgiveness plan. So that's part of why I'm maxing out my 403B to get my AGI down as well.
So you're in the 10-year period where you have to make the minimum payment. What is the, what year are you in?
I'm halfway through. So I'm at five years right now.
Congratulations. So I'm, when you first said 133, I panicked, but now it's going to be gone in 5 years. So I feel good. Did you also say a car loan?
Yep. I have a car loan that I owe $25,000 on, and I pay $744 a month. I just actually refinanced it just to try to knock it out faster and get a lower interest rate on it. So that's at 1.99% through my credit union.
Okay. Oh, good. Good for you. You said you work for a nonprofit, which is how you on the debt forgiveness plan. Mm-hmm. Does the nonprofit also offer a pension?
It does.
Tell me about the pension. What does that look like?
I was trying to do some research and get a little better details. I was not really sure. I know some numbers I came up with is that I would be able to, whenever I decide to retire, I could take out a lump sum. And just mm-hmm. as an example, like today, if I took it out, the lump sum would be like $58,000. And then this for, I've been with my employer for approximately 10 years. Mm-hmm. So say hypothetically, I retire at 55 to go do another job or whatever, you know, and then collect at 60, that would be approximately $1,200 a month.
At age 60.
Yeah. And if I did like 50, if I retired at 55 from there.
I didn't say you could do 55. Well, I want to stick to 60. So wait a second. Let me choose the 60. 60 is 1200 a month, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Good. You would also be entitled to Social Security at age 67. But you don't spend a lot of money because you got this sweet deal with your partner. And that's what is going on right now. And how is your cash flow in terms of, you know, the 25% in the 403B, and then you've got the car loan, you got to make the minimum payment on the school loan. How much money's left over every month?
Well, right now, so last year I was able to max out a Roth IRA. So I'm hoping that's another goal. I'm hoping to finagle in my finances for this year.
Nice.
And so like right now I have $6,600 in my Roth from last year that I started. And then for this year, like an HSA. I'm just in the, my numbers are a little hard just because I just finally just got some credit card debt I've been working on for quite a while to get paid off. That's squared away too. And so I would say with most of my expenses, guesstimating what we, you know, for my portion I pay for, I'd say I can put away $500 to $750 on something, you know, my house fund or whatever I want to.
I don't want to do a house fund. I like where you are right now. So do you have any money in just like an emergency reserve fund?
I do not.
Okay. I figured as much just because you're paying off a lot of debt. Here's the good news, Marie from Minnesota. You're only in your early 40s. So, you know, you can work for 20 years, no sweat. You'll have a nice pension benefit. Don't be so quick to walk away from that pension at an earlier age because it does accrue to you in a much more aggressive way, usually, the longer you wait. So let's just take a deep breath on that. So here's what I'm thinking. I like that you're putting, I get why you're doing the 25%. So we're thinking, so now we've got, let's look at your 5-year plan. In 5 years, right, your school loans will be gone. Your car loan will probably be gone as well, right?
Correct. That'll be gone in 3.
That'll be gone in 3. Okay. This $500 a month after the car loan is paid off, I think the next thing is, even before you do the Roth, I actually am much more inclined for you to have a little emergency reserve fund. And the reason is that when we get into debt, it's usually because something has come up at the wrong time in your life. I would prefer you have a little bit of a cushion right now. I would say that in 3 years, car loan is done. In those next couple of years and within the next 3 years, you build up your emergency reserve fund a bunch, right? And then when things are kind of back on track, you can certainly go back and do the Roth, okay? And then when the school loan is gone, I mean, I don't know, what's the minimum payment on the school loans that you have to make?
$392.
All right. So essentially, once those are done in 5 years, you'll have like $1,000 a month to be looking at. And that can be using that for a Roth IRA. You can use that for your emergency reserve. You can even open a brokerage account. It'll be fine. At that time, we kind of have to see what else is going on. Now, the whole reason you called in, you notice I haven't even gotten to that point, which is like my house, my just in case plan. Worst case scenario, right now, if your partner dropped dead, what would happen for you? Would you be able to stay in this house, or does this house go to somebody else?
No, because I cannot get him to go get a will done, which just drives me nuts. So
really?
No, I think.
Does he want you to be destitute? Where would the house go? Then it would go. Right. Does he have kids?
No, neither of us have children. So, but I think he just assumes that, I don't know.
there's no assumes. Like, you can't get it. You get booted out of that house.
Yep. And
it's bad.
Explain that. I'm like, huh, I have a will. So that's why my mother just passed away about a year and a half ago unexpectedly. And he's watching me go through the complete nightmare of not having a will and probate. And
I got to tell you something. I know he's got a nice house right now, but he sounds like a ding dong not to get a will. That house is not yours, you know. You get kicked out of that house.
Nope, I'm 100% aware. So
Jesus, there's our just-in-case plan. All right, so my just-in-case plan for you is not a house, and it's not even buying something to have something. Don't do anything. It is to stockpile money. This actually, more than anything else, convinces me that I need you to have an emergency reserve fund and foregoing your Roth IRA for a while is not a problem. I want you to build up a little nest egg. If something happened to him or the relationship, God forbid, you would need a place to rent and you would have to just go out and rent something. What could you rent? Like, what would you have to spend on rent right now if you had to go live somewhere and be like, all right, it's fine. It's not great, but it's like I could do it.
Around where we're at, I could probably find something for less than $1,000 with all the utilities and nothing
okay.
fancy.
Then do not buy stockpile cash. So everyone listening, just when you're not married, it does get a little thorny in terms of these kinds of assets. So if the partner died tomorrow, the law of the state would determine where the house goes. And poor Marie is kicked to the curb trying to find her $1,000 a month rental. And your just-in-case plan is for you to self-fund an emergency reserve fund. And once you have, you know, 6 or 12 months, is your job secure right now? Do you feel secure in it?
Very.
Okay. So once you have 6 months of money set aside and make it a little fatter, even a year, because you would want to be able to say like, I need, you know, let's say that right now you're not spending that much money, right? But let's say that in your real life without partner, you would need to be spending, let's say, $2,000 a month to support yourself. Rent, food, blah, 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 which is probably a little skinny. So $2,000 a month, we would want you to have 15 or 20 grand in an emergency reserve fund. So that's going to be what your goal is. And after that, you're going to get back in touch with us and we're going to do just in case part two.
Okay. Sounds
good. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know what to say about him because I find the pushback on the will to be kind of like it's a big bummer for me and it puts you at risk. And so I don't want to beat up on him because you love him and you're living with him, but go find a new person. No, I'm just kidding. Don't, but maybe do. You deserve to have security. This is, you know, it's a weird thing. To me, he can do a lot of things. Like he could just put together a very quick and easy will that essentially says that the house goes to my sister, Joanne, whatever, but Marie can live here for a year till she figures it out. Like just even to give you a breathing period would be really helpful.
Agreed.
He doesn't have to even leave it to you, but he has to give you a period of time before you would be forced out on the street. Marie, is there anything else that you have a question about until we get your emergency reserve funded and you give us a call back?
No, this is like completely, I think I was kind of looking down a different tunnel and that's why I wanted your expertise and your opinion on it because I just thought there's probably a better way to approach it and not overwhelm myself. So
yeah, do not overwhelm yourself. We don't want that. The just in case plan, I like this. This is going to be a whole category of people who need help. So do you need a just in case plan like Marie in Minnesota? give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Please do that. And we would be happy to get you on the air. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And we would ask for you to do us a favor, which is leave a rating and review on Apple. That would help us a lot. All right. Lift someone up today. Do something nice. Just do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.